Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the Life Investigated podcast today on this January the 22nd, 2025. The subject of this investigation today is Joe Biden treasonous. Can he be charged with treason? Well, I'm a realist, so no, I doubt that he would ever be charged or attempted to be charged with any criminal offense just due to the politics, if nothing else, because the Republicans tend to want to take the high ground a little better than the lefties do. But I'm not saying that he doesn't qualify to be charged with a crime. I believe he does. Whether he would meet the criteria of being charged with treason against the United States of America or not, I'm not an attorney, and I'm sure most attorneys would probably laugh at this idea. And again, I'm not so silly to think that it would ever happen, but it sure would be a well lesson learned. So I wanted to read to you today the code on treason, federal code. It is 18 U.S. Code 2381. And it says this: whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, please keep that statement in mind, or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid, comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years, nor fined under this title not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Well, I mean, the latter part, we can pretty much be rest assured that good old JB's political days are over with. I don't think there would ever be anyone, if he's would still be alive anyway, which, you know, just because of his age and his diminished health, it's not likely that he'll still be around 4 years from now. But it's not likely that he would ever hold a political office of any kind. I doubt that he could get elected to a town council at this point in time, even in the most liberal and lefties of Democratic cities. So what are the key elements of treason? The best I can research them anyway. Allegiance, the individual must owe allegiance to the United States. Well, I would think that a person that held the office of the chief executive of the country, i.e. the president, I would think that he would have to have some little bit of allegiance. He obviously did not, but I would think that would be a criteria that we could look at. What would be the actions? Levying war against the United States, adhering to the enemies of the United States, and giving aid and comfort to such enemies. So where I want you to focus on today is adhering to the enemies of the United States. So I've searched some legal documents and code and interpretations the best I can on the subject. And I want to define what I have found to be what adhering to the enemies of the United States means. Refers to actively supporting or aligning oneself with entities or nations that are in a state of open hostility against the United States. The courts have interpreted it to mean intent. The individual must have the intent to betray the United States. This intent is often demonstrated by deliberate actions that benefit the enemy. The actions must provide some form of support, assistance, or cooperation with the enemy. It can include things like obviously sharing classified intelligence, providing resources such as weapons, funds, or logistical support, and assisting the military in operations against the United States. What is interpreted as an enemy? It refers to an organized group which the United States is in of war or open hostility. All right, so let's think back a little bit about some of the things good old JB did. I would think it would be impossible to say that, for example, Iran is not our enemy. I mean, I don't know how you can make an argument that Iran is not the enemy of the United States. Iran is definitely an enemy of the United States. Well, I want to ask you something. How many millions of dollars was it, or even potentially billions of dollars was it, that Joe Biden released to Iran that was frozen money that because it was because they were an enemy to the United States and because it was through illegal activity and they were sponsoring terrorism in the Middle East against Israel and other nations and plans and plots even today. Terrorist activity against the United States. It's not unknown. I mean, Iran tells you, America, you are the great Satan and we hate you and we are going to destroy you. How much money did he give to them? And why did he give all of that money back? He wasn't required by law to release that money. Why did he do it? Because he hates America. He's an enemy against America. I mean, what other conclusion can we come to? Nobody was forcing him to. There was no public outcry. Most of the public in the United States of America didn't realize the money, all those assets were frozen. And he certainly didn't make any pre-statements to the American public that he was going to release it, nor did he go through. If he went through any congressional members, it was only the ones in his party. Okay. So I consider that a treasonous act. To me, that's somebody that should be held criminally liable as the president of the United States for something they done. All of these fruitcake liberals want to talk about Trump. Trump's a felon, which was a little monkey trial anyway. It had no validity. And obviously with skewed judges and Trump's due process rights were greatly, greatly, greatly violated, people. Then you have, and we don't know what good old JB or his criminal enterprise family benefited. We don't know what they benefited by giving Iran all this money. I'm sure there was kickback somewhere. I do not have facts to that. I have an opinion on that, and that's what I'm doing. I'm giving opinions on this podcast. A lot of times, it's opinions. My opinion is based on the standards that I have seen, and it's been proven about the criminal activity that somebody in the good old JB criminal enterprise got some money out of this. Or many people, that could have been many secretaries of the administration of his cabinet. Might have even got some money on this one. Who knows? There's so many crooked dealings go on in Washington, D.C. and in politics. Who knows? And with this bunch of charge, let me just say it again. Who really knows? It says they're good at destroying facts and shredding emails and destroying servers and taking hammers to computers and all that, except for the stupid idiot son. He's too stupid and too spoiled. He thought he was above prosecution. Oh, and by the way, he was. Now he got prosecuted and convicted, but he was still above it, right? As well, the whole Biden family turned out to be above the law. So the next time someone tells you nobody's above the law, well, you just might want to refer them back to the Biden family criminal enterprise there and say, well, apparently they were. So it looks to me like he gave resources to a declared enemy of the United States government when he gave resources such as weapons, funds, or logistical support. Well, let's go back to the Afghanistan withdrawal. How many weapons did he give to the enemy? Well, you say, well, he just left them behind because they had to withdraw. No, he gave them to the enemy. Who's got them? Well, every enemy of the United States of America has got parts of them now, or pieces of them, because the Taliban sold them at the highest bidder for what they didn't want to keep. And they've got them. And we know the Taliban, right? We understand these organizations who have committed terrorist acts against the United States of America, and who still declare terrorist acts on us, and still who try to implement plans against the United States of America. We know all these terrorist organizations. Hamas, look at Hamas. Look how much money they probably got from Iran via way of the United States of America, IEJB. How many weapons did he give the enemy? They are our enemy. They are our declared enemy. Nobody can argue that. That looks like a treason event to me. Well, it was just a logistical nightmare, and it was confusing. No. He knew he was leaving billions of dollars of war fighting equipment. Equipment that can be used against America and other innocent people around the world. He knew he left it, and he didn't even have the gall to even say, I made a mistake and I apologize to the American public. He's such an arrogant SOB. He couldn't even say, I made a mistake, America. Please forgive me. I know you will. I will do better. It will never happen again. And I apologize. No. Because why? Because he's a criminal. Because he's a criminal, and he knew he was above the law. He knew it. And he got away with it. He got away with it. Or assisting in military operations against the United States. It's scary to think what kind of classified documents he let out of his control. Well, I mean, you know, they raided Trump and went through his wife's underwear drawer, and he even told them what he had and where he had it at. And then they find good old JB from the time he was vice president, which he definitely wasn't entitled to have them, had them piled up in a boxes in his unsecured garage behind his Corvette. You say, oh, no, he had his garage door locked. Well, when he took the Corvette in and out, he sure didn't have it locked. And it's hard to tell who all had access to that garage. How many cleaning people? You know, good old JB or his pathetic, I guess she's his wife. He says he is. She ain't going to clean her own house. So, you know, they had house cleaners. Who you reckon that might have been? I don't know, but I'm just saying. We don't really know. Who knows what he walked out with this time? I mean, really think about it. He was busy issuing, in my opinion, pardons that are illegal to issue. I still don't understand why somebody's not challenging the concept of a blanket pardon for people who have not been convicted of a crime, especially. I'm fully confused why that hasn't come up yet. Maybe it will. It's been a busy few days. But there should that should be a criminal act in itself. If it's not, if there's no way, if that's not a criminal act, and I understand you can't enact the law and then come back and charge him with an ex post facto law. I understand that, but they need to sure get one on the books so it never happens again. This has been a pathetic 4 years. Who knows? what he's done. Who knows what he took with him this time? Has anybody even posed the question, how many classified documents did Biden walk out with this time? Or his staff, because he didn't know what was going on anyway. So whoever those freaks were that controlling his administration, who knows what they went out with? Does that not bother you, America? Does that not bother you, America? It sure bothers me. Well, no doubt the whole bunch of them now are, in all probability, protected to the hilt. And again, this criminal enterprise proved to the American judicial system and to the American public that, yes, America, certain people are above the law. It's so sad. It's so sad. We need reform in many, many different areas. Trump only has a very short window of time, folks, so don't count on him to get it all done, and don't get pissed off at him when he doesn't. It's only a short window of time and many, many obstacles to come for this man once again. But anyway, that's the Patriot Trainer's opinions today. And everybody has them, but I have mine too. I'll see you next time.